Good. There are some other ways. There are some exceptions. Let's see the exception here. Now we'll see the exception in the story of a bird. Peter, yes. Aren't you ready?
Oh, sure.
Good.
And why the people were supporting that? Story of the Hoopoe and Solomon, showing that when the divine destiny comes to pass, clear eyes are sealed.
You see, this is the paradox. Let's not forget why he brings this story. We have to know why this story, and why this story is told like this, because a lot of stories are repetition. We repeat our stories because we don't care about this. Story is an instrument. And to avoid the difficulties, the little difficulty a story has, which is a fiction, first of all, right? The element of fiction here is that imagination. This is the universe we create. Rumi created this. In addition to story, is poetic language to really agitate some part of your imagination. And the symbols we know about. Here we're talking about three personalities. One is Solomon and two birds. You know the birds are the thoughts because of the flying nature of thinking. We always think as a bird. This hoopoe or hudhud is a very special one for us. Very special. The other one is a black crow, which we don't like somehow. And the main personality is Solomon, the king. The best. Simply the best. Why is he the best? When we wanted to talk about the breath, the spirit, we'll choose different prophets to explain different attitude of it. When we talk about the beauty, it's Joseph. That's the story we go to. No matter where or what we want to do with it, because that's a very good, lovely story about beauty.
Wisdom?
No, it's more than that. Let's begin with the name. What it means, Solomon? Solomon is Arabic word coming from the main verb is salama, and that salama will create these words. Salem means healthy, musallam means proven. Taslim means surrender. Islam, that religion or becoming in peace. Then mainly Salam. Salam is peace. Salamu alaikum means may the peace be on you. That simple. All of this. So this king is healthy, surrender to God, proven right, and he's in accordance with every earthly rule. He talks to everyone. Everybody listens to him. He befriends even with the wind, with the mountain, with the mice. Doesn't matter. Every existing thing is good to him. He has even that yet for a carpet. This is King Solomon. Means the best. The best of the best. You know that this is one of those kings that we talk about his queen a lot. Why? That's the improvement of this handmaiden. This handmaiden should become a free lady, then educated one, then she will become a banu, then she will become a queen. A queen in her own right. Not the queen, which means the wife of the king. The queen, the ruler. Then this ruler will fall in love with that ruler. The Solomon will love this woman. Do you know why? Oh, that's amazing. Who knows? Why Solomon loved Belgrade? No. It's a very tricky, amazing story. He made a river out of crystal glass. Therefore, Belgrade approaching the river should lift the skirt. Solomon sneaked her feet. It was good. Yeah. The story was like that. What does that mean to you, John? Let's go back to Masnavi. What was the first act, first good thing that king did? Our king, the first thing was taking off the shoes, right? Now we talked about it. We said all this thing to us is a path. The path, you should walk the path. To walk the path, you have to have the best feet. It means your intelligence should have proper feet. Not the shoe, because shoe is artificial. But the feet, the lady should be able to walk. That's how our stories will build up. Let's come back to this lovely bird. What's the use of this bird? Have you seen any? It's a very lovely bird to us. It's fantastic. It's the right hand of the Solomon. You will see that he will do the magic here. He can see the water flying up. He could see the water down there. We love this bird. And this bird is the main character in that conference of bird you have read, right? Because this is the guy who provokes everyone to walk the path, right? So this is one thought. It should be a thought. But why this kind of bird? Rahi? Why Hudhud? Amazingly, let's go back. In our stories, when we want to talk about the path we are supposed to follow, we think about this path as what? The hairs of the beloved. It should be the hair, because each of us has our own path. One single trend of hair. But mainly it's that. Okay? And you know that the problem of that hair, normally when they talk about the long hair, they talk about this movement of the hair and curl of it. But more than curl, there are entanglements, right? So we could compare the problem of walking the path with entanglement of that hair. Good? Now guess what? This little bird has a comb. So it could comb the path for everyone. That's what he does in Conference of Bird. He runs around and will comb the path. We'll try to convince everyone to come and talk about this and talk about that. That's why. Because the natural existence of that, he'll comb on the top of the head. He will comb the path. This is that bird. So let's hear this story.
When the tent pavilion was pitched for Solomon, the birds came before him to pay obeisance. They found him speaking the same tongue and familiar with them. One by one, they sped with soul into his presence. All the birds, having ceased from twittering, with Solomon became more distinct than your own brother. To speak the same tongue is a kinship and affinity. A man with those in whom he cannot confide is like a prisoner in chains.